So what is easier, to be humbled or to be prideful? It probably depends on the day, but I would probably argue it's a lot easier to be prideful, right? That it's a lot easier to say, oh, I got everything, I can handle everything, I'm good, I don't need other people's help, I'm not wrong. That it's easier for us to say those words than to say, oh, I'm sorry, I made a mistake, or please help me, I'm really in need of help, and various things like that. That it's a lot easier to pretty much be prideful and think you can do it all by yourself, or you know better than anyone else, so you have to do it. That it's easier to do this. And the question is why? Why is that the case? Why are we as humans afraid to admit either fault or mistakes or ask for help or that we're weak or we're vulnerable? I think it might, to a certain sense, still go back to our instincts, if you will, the survival of the fittest. If I tell someone that, oh, I need help, they probably think I'm weak and they can walk all over us or something like that. I think that's partially it, but of course, that's not only it. I think it's just we don't like to be wrong. That we would rather have everything perfect, everything wonderful, when on the inside we might be horribly going insane or crazy or need help to reach out, but yet we don't want anyone else, let alone even our spouse or our loved ones, our friends or our family, we won't even ask them. And obviously that's not good. Because there might be times when people need help, but they're too afraid or don't have the courage to actually ask for that help. When they truly, truly need it. Because we think, oh, we can handle everything ourselves. That we think, oh, we're wonderful. We don't want other people to think we're imperfect. But as we all know, no one here is perfect. Sorry if you didn't think that. But nobody here is perfect, nor will you ever be perfect, nor will you even come close to being perfect. But that's okay. There's nothing wrong with not being perfect. That it's ultimately through God how we can even come to be even close to being perfect. We hear even in the gospel reading some disciples, some apostles who wanted to be the great among them, wanted to be the left in the seat at the right and at the left. And if you don't know, that's a very, very seat of honor, if you will. That is very much a kingly thing, that the person at your right is your trusted person. The other at the left is the second trusted person. That they were wanting this place of honor. That they were asking for this place of honor. That would be, in my mind, and I'm sure most of you here, probably the greatest wanting to be perfect and wonderful and prideful, like, oh, I'm worthy enough to ask Jesus, who's the Son of God, to be sat at his right and his left. That's some pride right there. But yet, they're saints today. And I bring that up is not only does Jesus basically tell us, no, you're going to be the slave, whoever's the greatest is going to be the slave, which is the complete opposite. That Jesus is here to teach us to be servants of Christ. To not be the people who want all these honors or all these accolades, but to be people who will just serve Christ in our lives. That we're not here to be perfect. We're here to follow as best as we can to Christ. And I think that's ultimately what Christ is telling us today. And on more of a side note than anything, if you think you're wonderful and great, don't worry, Jesus will humble you probably at some point in your life, if not already. You hear plenty of stories of that where people are high up in the world or whatever, in the earth, and then all of a sudden it comes crashing down. And if it doesn't happen in this world, it will sure happen in the world to come. But with that too is we need to start, even though it is difficult and not hard, and it is hard for us to be humble, to practice humility. The only way we can practice humility is practicing humility by asking people for help, even if it's the simple thing like, hey, can you help me carry this? Or, hey, I don't know where I'm going. Can you please help me with directions? Or even to their certain extent, more so just praying. Because praying is quite honestly the complete opposite of pride. Because you go before someone, A, you don't see, and B, asking them to help you. And that's quite honestly something that is very humbling. You're saying, hey, I need help. Please help me with this or that or with this other person or this. It is very much a humbling experience just to simply come before God and say, hey, I need your mercy. And as I said also as well, nobody is perfect, so admit that you make mistakes. Everybody does. And of course, if it's the mistakes, the sin, then come to confession, which is another way of another extreme humbling, that you come before someone like myself, a priest, and say, hey, I did this wrong. That pretty much the only way to counteract pride is by practicing the virtue of humility. And of course, there is the litany of humility that is very much that, is asking God for love, for help. So that's what I want to leave with you this week, is to start to practice that humility. It's not going to be easy, and you're not going to be perfect about it, so that's another way of being humble. But to start practicing, quite honestly, that. Because that's the only way we'll be in the image and likeness of Jesus. Because if you think of him, he's probably the most humble person. The Son of God came down to earth. He should be very important. But yet he was born in a lowly manger. Yet he didn't do anything wonderful, at least in the eyes of the world. He did it all for our souls, for our sake. So we need to be like Jesus in the same way. To be humble before everybody else and to follow Christ.